Hachette Audio presents Girls in Trucks, written and read by Katie Crouch.
A debutante's code to dying. If you are white, are a girl or boy between the ages of 9 and 12, and, according to a certain committee of mothers, are good enough to associate with Charleston's other good girls and boys, then Wednesday night is a busy night for you. Wednesday night from 4 until 7 in the evening is reserved for Cotillion Training School, or, as it is called casually among the students and their families, dancing school. The number of students is severely limited. Due to demand, children are usually signed up shortly after they are born. The mainstay of the school is the foxtrot, although other, more modern dances are also taught after the classics have been learned. The lindy hop, the cha-cha. The shag is not taught, as, according to Miss Taylor, the school's headmistress, it is common. But naturally, dancing is not all the children learn at Cotillion Training School. At Miss Taylor's school, children are trained how to greet adults properly, how to receive refreshments gracefully, and how not to eat everything on their plate. In a society that is doing its best to leave formality behind, this program works to undo modern attitudes of brashness, to teach children manners, to arm students with the social tools they will need throughout their adult lives. My name is Sarah Walters, and what I knew was the Cotillion meant sweat. It meant sticky thighs and saggy stockings. It meant soupy nights in the South Carolina Society Hall, where you were required to...